Today, July 9th, is one of the brand new feast days added by Blessed John Paul II, and it's the feast day of the Chinese martyrs, the heroic men and women who gave their lives for Christ in China between the years 1648 and 1930. And we know a little bit about the history of the Christianity in China. It came by way of missionaries from Syria who brought Christianity to China in the 600s. But it grew very carefully, very delicately, and very slowly throughout China. And the authorities, the government, was always suspicious of any outside influence from foreigners, whether it be Christianity or other religions, anyone that had outside influences of other countries, other nations, there's always suspicion. So these martyrs that are honored today were martyred between, again, mostly the 17th century up through the 20th century. Out of these 120 martyrs that were canonized by John Paul, 87 of them were native-born Chinese, and they range from ages 9 to 72. So children, parents, catechists, and common laborers. 29 of these martyrs were priests, and 6 of them were bishops. 33 of them were foreign missionaries, mostly Dominicans, some Jesuits, some Salesians, and some Franciscans. The one who is acknowledged today as sort of the main one is St. Augustine Rong, R-O-N-G is how you spell his last name. He was a Chinese soldier, and he became a Christian by the witness of the bishop, Dufresne. Bishop Dufresne was being martyred. He had to do a death march, and this young man, this Chinese soldier, Augustine, was so moved and impressed by the holiness of this saintly bishop as he went on his death march to his martyrdom that he was converted. Again, he was the one who was, as a soldier, helping this to occur, but he saw the holiness, the charity, the faith, the hope of this saintly bishop, and his example converted this Chinese soldier. So eventually he asked for baptism. He was baptized. He then, later on, was ordained a priest and was martyred in the year 1815. And so that was the story of St. Augustine Rong. So again, he and his companions are canonized today. As I've said before sometime, the easiest way to become a canonized saint is to find someone very holy and just hang around them. And so when they get martyred, you become one of their companions. And then you get canonized too. So now that last couple thoughts about the church in China. What is the current state of the Catholic faith in China today? Well, the estimate is that there's about 12 million Catholics in China today, which is just a tiny little speck among the over 1 billion or 1.2 billion souls that live in China. So we should be praying for China every day. I've been to China, I've had the privilege of making a tour of China, and they're the beautiful people in China, and evangelization is needed so much, but the government is so oppressive. You know, if you hold Bible studies, you can't go door to door, you can't have house churches, Bible studies, they will still persecute and arrest people even to today. Even though with the Olympics and other things, they're trying to give the impression of being more and more open to Western culture and other cultures, still, even though economically they're moving away from communism towards capitalism, what's happening though, they still have a stranglehold on the media. So the press is still controlled by the communist leaders, the radio, the television, the printed word. And even though they say there is quote unquote freedom of religion, that you can go to whatever church you want, just try to start knocking on doors and try to evangelize somebody, you get snatched up and arrested right away. So they say you can go to church, privately and just worship if you want to. And they have what's called the Patriotic Church, as you know. These are bishops that have been chosen by the government and they are not in union with the Holy Father. And so the Holy Father, John Paul, and Pope Benedict have been trying to help and reconcile the schismatic church in China, the patriotic bishops to come under Rome, and that's an ongoing process. So besides the 12 million sort of Catholics that that belong to the above-ground patriotic church, the estimate is that there's at least that many or double the number of underground Catholics that continue to live in the country and find priests if they can and attend their own masses sort of underground. And these are loyal, faithful priests that are loyal to the Holy Father and are hearing their confessions, baptizing, saying Mass, etc. So that seems to be the situation of the church in China today. As Jesus says, the harvest is great, but the laborers are scarce. Imagine that, over a billion souls not knowing Christ, not being baptized. So we should pray every day for the conversion of China. And if you ever want to hear some of the most inspiring stories, learn about the persecution of the Legion of Mary in China in the 1950s by Mao Zedong, who arrested and killed between 4,000 and 40,000, we don't know the exact numbers, members of a Legion of Mary, active and auxiliary members, between 4,000 and 40,000 martyrs of the Catholic faith that were members of a Legion of Mary. And if they weren't put to death, many of them were in prison for 20, 30, or 40 years in hard labor. And I've met some of these legionaries that after 30, 40 years were able to be released from prison or from their camps and then sent back home. Even have some in America. One was living over in Maryland a few years ago. I got to meet her. 40 years in communist prison, because she was a member of the Legion of Mary. So a very inspiring. A priest friend of mine, Father Aidan McGrath, who passed away a couple years ago at the age of, I think, 95. He was an Irish Columban missionary. He's the one who started the Legion of Mary in China. I have his CDs. If anyone ever wants a copy of it, you can listen to these inspiring stories of when he was in prison for 3 years in solitary confinement and the miracles that occurred. For example, he always wore his brown scapular, and the communists took everything, took all his clothes, took his watch, took his rosary, took his medals, took a ring, but they could not see the brown scapular. It was invisible to the communist guards. And for month after month, they searched him every day, many times a day, took everything. They could not see his brown scapular, big scapular over the front and over the back. So he tells these amazing stories. So if any of you do want the CD on the Legion of Mary and the persecution of the Catholic Church in China, Pius XII said that the persecution of the Catholic Church in China was really the greatest example in recent history of martyrdom and of inspiration. It's one of the greatest chapters, he says, in all of church history, is how much the church suffered in China in the 1950s. And so we pray for the beautiful Chinese people, and we pray St. Augustine, Rong, and companions pray for us.